Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across the world, as well as around America. And that's a good place to say that's America. We're broadcasting also on the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Twitter, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And don't forget you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us on this Saturday morning as we record this show live for play all over the country on the weekend is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning.
Guess who? And by the way, it is 82 degrees, mostly clear skies down here. Beautiful, beautiful night. And everybody's on the porch and outside, and they're just having a good old time, as you can hear.
Yes, exactly right. Well, yep. It's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, and they're getting ready for the exhibition game. The Bucks play over here at Raymond James Stadium against the Tennessee Titans on Saturday night. So you'll be able to see that on the TV, I believe. But in the meantime, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And by the way, let's not forget that those two words, under God, that's what our country was founded on, Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we got to start with a lot of different things tonight. Joe Biden had that press conference yesterday. He absolutely misrepresented some of the facts, contradicted what some of his people said in their agencies, State Department and the Department of Defense. We'll get into all that. But where we're going to start is the FBI had a bombshell report that came out that said there is no evidence that the January 6th riot was organized, coordinated, or otherwise planned by Trump or any other of the people that supported him.
This is a major development, Captain. We can't even overemphasize how big this really is. Former senior law enforcement official with knowledge of the investigation is reporting that 90 to 95% of all of these arrests and so forth are all one-off cases. He says then you have about 5% of the different militia groups that were a little bit more organized, but there was no grand scheme to attack the Capitol, take hostages, and this kind of thing. And so this really does destroy the narrative that has been going on in the major media and so forth and big-time Democrat Party elite since January 6th.
Well, the FBI at this point believes that the violence was not centrally coordinated by far-right groups or prominent supporters of then-President Donald Trump. But they do believe that there were two groups, the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, that had planned to break into the Capitol. However, breaking into the Capitol doesn't mean that they had any plans to do any serious violence or destruction or whatever. They were just going to get in there and make a statement, that's all. And that's pretty much where we stand with all of this.
Right, exactly right. And so, again, it's wrong to break into the Capitol. It's wrong to vandalize. It's wrong to break the law. And there are many people who were arrested and even still are still being found out to have participated in some way. But that being said, this grand narrative scheme writ large that somehow this was and first of all, that Donald Trump planned it or he instigated it, and they're all doing this at the behest of Trump, that there was some organized way to, quote, overthrow the government, just isn't there, according to what we know now from the FBI.
Well, there are at least 40 individuals who have been charged with some sort of conspiracy, whatever the conspiracy charges are and how they've got it worded, and they're still being held, though that we know. And we do know, I believe it was 570 individuals had been arrested and charged. As a matter of fact, there was a guy yesterday who pled guilty to a misdemeanor charge. I believe he paid a fine, and that was it. End of story. But the revelations run counter to the popular media narrative that former President Donald Trump and his followers incited an insurrection at the U.S. Capitol to stay in power after losing the election to Joe Biden. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, right. And, you know, there are also many unindicted co-conspirators, and we're finding out more about that. We've had that sort of trickling out over time, but these may be informants who were working with some of these different individuals or groups, and they don't appear that they would become indicted in this.
Yeah.
And that's also a big story.
And let's not forget that this blows Nancy Pelosi and her January 6th congressional committee right out of the water of what they're going to try to go.
Well, of course, because their main narrative is this was, as you were just saying, this was by Donald Trump, for Donald Trump, et cetera, et cetera. And we've got, and they're just going to use this whole thing to say we're going to protect our democracy and all this stuff. But yet they're going to be basing it now on more fantasy than what the FBI is finding here.
Well, it's not going to happen because she is obviously now. Anything that she's going to try to do along those lines is going to be discredited right off the bat by this report. And I'm not an attorney, but I certainly know when you have a credible report based on what the FBI is reporting, then guess what? You have no case on the other end of it.
Exactly.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to come right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And I think this guy here, you'll recognize his voice. He's going to take us out to break here.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, whose voice sounds very familiar. At this point, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the manufacturers of Relief Factor. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor for well over 6 years now. It is part of my integrated daily health plan that helps my body to reduce the inflammation and the pain that I suffer from due to the injuries that I've got that I just can't get rid of the pain. It's getting better, but it's not great. And I do this because if I didn't, I'd be taking some sort of narcotic product, and I'm not going to do it. Now, Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. Love that part of it. It has the natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is part of the problem that I have. It also will lower or eliminate pain by going straight to the source, and I mean it'll get rid of the pain. It's that simple. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anywhere. Now, it will support a healthy response to inflammation. It will decrease the discomfort that you're in. It will support healthy joints and muscles, speed up the healing process as well. And it only costs $19.95 for 3 weeks. And all you got to do to get it is go to the website they gave me, ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Take advantage of the $19.95 3-week quick start, and you will be feeling better soon. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. What do you say, Kyle?
Hey, Captain.
You know, before we get into the big brouhaha from the press conference yesterday with President Biden, have you seen what's happened to the price of oil?
I think it has gone down.
That's the understatement of the year. Wait till you hear this number.
Mm-hmm.
The price of gasoline, the wholesale price of gasoline, that was at all-time record highs as far as the wholesale price without the tax added to it, is now dropped down 22 cents a gallon to $2.08 a gallon. That's to the today's price without the tax. That's at the refinery. Now, diesel is the big number to look at right now. It has dropped down to $1.97 a gallon. Diesel has not been below $2 a gallon in almost a year.
Yes, well, that is really something, absolutely.
And it's going to mean, and I saw prices yesterday back down to $2.84 a gallon in my backyard, where they had been over $3 a gallon, as much as $3.09 as recent as 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we're saving a lot of money right here, right now.
Exactly right. Well, and how do you think this is going to translate into things like goods that people are buying at the supermarket?
Well, if you have more money in your pocket, it's a no-brainer. You're going to buy more groceries.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to buy more clothes. You're going to buy more games and stuff for the kids. School is going to be, has started up in some areas, but in other areas it'll be starting up in about another month or so. People will be able to go out and buy their school supplies. They'll have more money in their pocket, and this is a good thing.
Well, exactly right. But also just in terms of cost to get it to the stores and so forth, do you think we'll see a commensurate drop percentage drop?
We should.
Because that would allow people to buy more of that stuff. Exactly.
We should, absolutely, because when the price goes down, the cost goes down, the price goes back down where it was, the transportation costs drop back down, and things settle off again. So that's the really good thing that's happened in the last 3 weeks. Because it's been going down and down and down, and it's down again. All right, now, Donald Trump says, in lieu of what Joe Biden said yesterday in his press conference, he said, Joe Biden must apologize to America for allowing the military to leave before civilians and allowing $85 billion worth of sophisticated military equipment to be handed over to the Taliban and Russia and China so they can copy it rather than bringing it back to the United States. Now, this is all absolutely factually correct. What say you?
Well, you know, Captain, on yesterday's program, we talked about how China obviously is interested in all of the, you know, $1 to $3 trillion worth of rare earth materials.
You bet they are.
That's in Afghanistan. And so you have the situation with this $85 billion worth of sophisticated military equipment. The Taliban obviously don't know how to fly helicopters. I'm sure the Chinese would love to get involved with that with them in order to cement their relationships. And at the same time, and as President Trump was pointing out, now suddenly they can get their hands literally on the actual equipment. So this is a major loss. And again, this keeps getting worse. It seems like everybody's asking, you know, how far down this sinkhole is everything going to go based on President Biden's completely ill-advised decision-making on this.
Now, there is a reason why the Taliban can't fly helicopters and can't use highly sophisticated equipment. It's because the vast majority of the Taliban cannot read, write, add, subtract, multiply, or divide.
Well, yes, that is true.
It is true.
And this was also true for many who were joined up into the Afghan army as well. They also had similar literacy issues like that. But you know, Captain, but what happens when that's prevalent and pervasive is that again they rally around these leaders. It's a cult-like phenomenon, and again the Taliban use only savage force. That's all that they really understand, and that's what they're doing to the people right here, right now.
And when the vast majority of the Taliban soldiers graduated from basic training and got their diploma, they didn't know which way to hold it that was up to show, you know, to take pictures of it and this, that, and the other. They had no idea. They were turning it in all different directions because they could not read what they had in their hand.
Yes, and see, that's demonstrative of exactly the kind of situation that unfortunately is going to continue to lead to a lot of problems in Afghanistan. And not only that, but of course the plight of children, the plight of young girls and women, especially those who have grown up over the last 20 years, they are going to be subjugated.
Now,
terrible.
Now, Biden's speech yesterday was paying for being divorced from reality on the ground with some of the things that he had to say. And it definitely was attached from the realities. For example, well, the American people all they got to do is just come to the airport. All they have to do, the Taliban said they would let them pass. All they have to do is come to the airport. And within 30 minutes, the defense secretary and his spokesman were talking about the situation where people had tried, Americans with passports, to get there, and they were stopped and beaten and turned around and told he couldn't pass.
Well, exactly right. And in that press conference, I think President Biden was asked if he was now saying that any American can just get to the airport and go past the security barrier. And Biden says the answer is yes. To the best of our knowledge, the Taliban are letting through.
That was not true.
Well, of course it wasn't true. And now you have reporters, even an NPR reporter, pushing back and saying, what you're saying doesn't square, quote unquote, with what we're seeing happening on the ground. Divorce from reality is not even close to describing this at this point.
Well, it shows that he's more of a bystander than a world leader, because he's in over his head, and either someone is giving him the wrong information, or he's not paying attention to the information, or he can't understand it. Either way, none of it's good.
Yeah, exactly right. It almost at this point, it doesn't matter. Obviously it matters if they're just giving him wrong information, but the end result is the same, and that is whatever's happening here cannot continue to happen. And if the president just doesn't get it, wishes it was different, can't believe that this is now his presidency, this is his presidency now.
He needs to step down.
I agree.
And if not, we need to remove him from office using the 25th Amendment.
Go ahead, Captain.
And I believe that there are enough Democrats now getting interested in this that it could happen.
I think that if you could be a fly on the wall, I would not be surprised that there are discussions about this, in the sense of how do we cut our losses with this? The Democrats know that this is now an albatross. Joe Biden has become an albatross as well. They understand quite fully that things look bad for 2022. Now they're dismally bad for 2022.
Well, the longer he sticks around, the worse it gets for the Democrats. So it's their game. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And I'll tell you what, we've just barely got this thing fired up. There is so much going on. And when we come back, we're going to get back into discussing Joe Biden. What do you think? Should he go or should he stay?
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you can send or receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden spoke at the White House about the ongoing efforts to rescue people from Afghanistan.
Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
He said Afghan allies will also be rescued. He was asked if the Taliban is trying to undermine his efforts.
We have an agreement that they will let pass through the checkpoints that they, the Taliban, control.
He said he's not sure how many Americans are still in Afghanistan. A man who claimed he had a bomb in his truck as he parked near the Library of Congress on Thursday told a federal judge he hadn't taken his mind medication and was ordered to undergo a mental competency hearing. Floyd Roseberry of North Carolina was charged with threatening to use a weapon of mass destruction and attempting to use an explosive device. If convicted, he could face up to life in prison. This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. By the way, Mike Lindell is going to be coming to Florida in the not-too-distant future, having a big event. He's going to be speaking at a Christian businessman's convention over in the Orlando area. I'll tell you more about that once we get closer to it. Right now, it's 2 months away anyway. Now, that being said, all you got to do is go over to MyPillow.com, folks, and go to the logo that's there that says Radio Listener Specials. And when you see that link, that logo, click on it. It'll take you to a page with about 15 or 18, some sort, I believe it's 18 now that I think about it, items up for sale. And they're all marked off tremendously. Now, you want the Giza sheets? You can save 50% right now with the sheets. Pillows, of course, you're saving about $40 on the MyPillow. But here's the deal. You have to use a promo code, and the promo code that you will use is CAPTAIN. That'll get you the discount price on whatever it is you're looking at on the Radio Listener Specials page. Now, you can also call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 to find out more about what it is that they have to offer and ask any questions if that's what you want to do. Now, again, go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials logo that's right there. You'll see it. It'll take you right to the page where you'll get all the different specials that Mike Lindell's got going on. And all you got to do is enter the promo code CAPTAIN to get the reduced price that you'll see right there in front of you when you do that. So CAPTAIN on MyPillow.com. And believe me when I tell you, you're going to love the products that are there. And Kyle, what are you down to now? What are you getting next?
Well, I want to get the Giza sheets because with that promo code, you can't beat that.
At price.
That's right.
Yeah, and I got mine, and boy, they're great. Just great. All right, well, here we go. Now, the majority of those who just took part in a universal poll, and this is not a Republican poll, it is a Democratic poll, say that Joe Biden is not up to the job, and they believe that there are other people making decisions for him.
Well, you know, Captain, I think that they're discerning this by watching Joe Biden over the last, not just over the campaign. The campaign was, of course, so very politically charged for obvious reasons. But since Joe Biden became president, I think the American people have been watching him very closely, and they're seeing that he is not up to the job. They're perceiving this. Nobody has to walk over and convince them of that. They are seeing this with their own eyes.
Right. And if you want to opine and render your opinion on this, the number is 877-969-8600. Now, Joe Biden did an ABC interview, which ABC News cut a lot of the interview away, so you couldn't see the train wreck that was going on in the background. But one of the things that happened there was he had a brain freeze and talked about the war for Taiwan. He lost all track of the fact that we weren't talking about Taiwan. This was Afghanistan.
Well, yeah, he has been more confused of late. I think, Captain, that
the pressure.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. It's all of the stress and pressure of everything that's gone on. I think that in many ways, and this is just my personal observation, I think Joe Biden is in complete disbelief that this is happening to him.
Yeah.
That the media that has constantly protected and coddled him and fought his battles for him is not doing that. He's getting hard questions. George Stephanopoulos is seeming skeptical to him. You know, this kind of thing, because even many people in the media who sympathize with Biden and his policies are seeing these horrific events happen, and they know how it happened, and they can't contain it anymore.
Now, he also said something about bringing 65,000 Afghans to the United States. That was never in the offing, never. I don't know where he got that number from, and I don't know why he even said that.
Well, that's a very, very good question. This is I'm not trying to be funny. It's a typical Joe Biden kind of a thing where he seems to be talking about something that nobody else really knows about.
Well,
or is heard of, or doesn't seem to follow. You know, it's not something that is part of the normal discussion.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the Taliban yesterday, in with their own infinite way, with not going to bother the people and this, that, and the other, and some of the other things we heard about, they decided to ban music, ban women's voices from being on television. They can't be on television for any reason.
That's right. They were summarily done away with, fired, basically, as far as we know, because, again, yes, they have taken over. I mean, back in the day when the Taliban was in charge of Afghanistan, people couldn't have television sets, back then. They were actual television sets at that time. But they even went further than that. They would blow up and desecrate other religious sites, Buddhist sites and so forth. They have no truck, Captain, with just obliterating anything that does not go along with their particular worldview. This is a standard operating procedure for the Taliban.
And Joe Biden continues to blame Donald Trump and the Afghan forces for the chaos in Afghanistan. He needs to look no further than his own policies.
Well, he did try to blame Trump again. We had this the date on the calendar. That was Donald Trump, and I couldn't, and on it went. But you know what? When I was hearing that, Captain, I almost wanted to say, just keep talking on. Just keep saying it, because nobody believes it, and you're making it worse for yourself by constantly trying to dupe the American people.
Now, the United States military carried out an operation to rescue 169 Americans in Kabul who were stuck on the other side of the perimeter, and an alert sentry saw what was going on. The Taliban weren't going to let them in, 169 Americans in a group, and they flew three of their helicopters outside the airport and landed them right there, and then that the paratroopers got out, got the people, got them in the helicopter, and without much of a big deal, even though guns were drawn and they were pointing them at each other, the Taliban at us and us at them, they got back on the helicopter, and all 169 people came back inside the compound at the airport and were processed, and they were, last I knew, they were on their way out of country.
That's right, and the president made reference to that, turned back to Secretary of State Blinken, saying, was 169 Americans, or that kind of thing, or asked him how much the number was, if I recall correctly, and he said 169. But, yeah, so we had the three CH-47 helicopters that participated in that. So that is at least, the very least, some good news that, to report.
Now, the French are going out and engaging and bringing their people back. They're having no problem with that. The British are going out and engaging and bringing their people back. They're having no problem with that. But the United States has no friends, and we can't go out and get anybody anywhere because we've lost our friends because we stabbed them in the back when we pulled out in the middle of the night and just got up and walked out of Afghanistan.
And that's exactly right, Captain, most unfortunately, and that is having these very near-term consequences. But think about this, folks, the long-term consequences of what's going to happen without any eyes and ears, no friendlies in the area. We're not going to be able to keep tabs on what is going to be the growing terrorist threat and the giving of safe haven to terrorists in Afghanistan.
Yep. And as a result, we're going to be the odd guy out because maybe we should be hiring the British to go get our people. It's not that they're being followed where they're going, because they're not. They're being allowed to go out and do what they need to do because they still have their contacts there that are assisting them. But we don't even know how many people we've got for sure. And I heard Biden say that again yesterday. Well, we don't know. We think we may have people that are out already. We may have people that may be in Europe. Well, we don't even know. I mean, what an answer.
I was shocked by that myself, Captain. Why isn't the President of the United States demanding an exact number, or else kind of a thing? Why can't the President of the United States tell the Taliban, we're coming for our people and we're going to take them out in 48 hours, within 48 hours, or else?
Right.
I have no idea why he won't put his foot down on this. You can't trust the Taliban. In fact, one of the questions that was yelled at the president as he walked away earlier on Friday was, why do you trust the Taliban? Can you trust the Taliban kind of a thing?
Said no.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he said no.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, when we come back, we got the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. And yes, we have a hurricane. For the first time in over 30 years, a hurricane is going to hit New England head on. Okay. We'll see what that's going to look like. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Coming right back with Kyle Warren and the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that, and Don, too, up there at Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate you so very much. This portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. That's the nation's largest truck stop chain. Pull in there, grab yourself a cup of coffee, and by the way, tell them the captain sent you, and join the Drivers Club. You got to go in there and join the Drivers Club because you'll get points for the fuel you buy, you'll get points for the food you buy, you'll get points for the supplies you buy in the trucker's store. And then you can turn around and you can use them. For example, I just found out I got $10 in points. They just sent me an email. I got $10 in my Drivers Club points that I can use at the Flying J. So sometime in the next few days, I'll make sure I stop by the Flying J in my travels, and I'll use them probably to have myself a nice free meal. How about that? You can do that, too. All righty. We're going to get started right now with an oldie but goodie, and this one goes out to a couple of friends of ours. How about Mike in Clearwater, who likes this, and Richard the Marine?
Little boogie tune called Raise Radio. Little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right beat, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. When I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hand got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead key. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch control and that little bitty meter on my radio. Now when I find his truck, I drive around to the back. That's when I pull out my Kleins and I plan the attack. Next time he keys his mic, it's when his final blow, and it burns up his kicker and his radio.
All right, Ray Carlisle, Rooster Cruising, and I'll tell you what, we did that for Mike in Clearwater and for Richard the Marine up there in Oregon. What you think, Kyle?
No, that's really great. Yeah, I like that one, and hi to Richard and hi to Mike as well.
Yep, absolutely. Now, we're going to take a look real quick here. I'm going to read this statement, turn it over to Kyle, because we do have a hurricane, first time in 30 years, going right straight to New England, right over Long Island, right into New England. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Now, hurricane and storm surge warnings are in effect for portions of Long Island, New York, as well as southern New England, with Henri. Henri is expected to accelerate northward on Saturday and make landfall in Long Island or southern New England on Sunday. Now, in addition to hurricane conditions, a dangerous storm surge, heavy rainfall may lead to considerable flooding in parts of New England Sunday and Monday. Take it away, Kyle. What's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. I'm going to start up north in Big Sky Country tonight.
Yahoo.
In the great state of Montana, exactly. We've got flash flood watches there, especially in northwestern part of Montana, on the borderline there with Idaho as you come through Coeur d'Alene Lane on I-90, flash flood watch there. Of course, as you go across the border into Washington State, flash flood watch in the Spokane area and also north of that. But just down the road a little bit from Coeur d'Alene, Missoula, Montana, actually seeing that rain right now. So that's what's happening there. Then we have the air quality alerts in the Yakima region in Washington that proceeds on down into Oregon as well. Most of Oregon covered by an air quality alert, Boise, Idaho. We got fire weather warning there along I-84. And, of course, folks, that means low humidity and gusty winds are possible. That proceeds down into northern Nevada. But we got a lake wind advisory as you come into Reno, heading west into Reno along I-80. Now, as you pass through Reno and head on into California, you've got fire weather warning there east of Sacramento. But, of course, that's where the Caldor fire is burning. And right now, Captain, is some 75,000 acres, 164 structures have been destroyed, and more evacuations being ordered in that area. Air quality alert along Interstate 5 in California 99 and Central California, and cooler temperatures to Southern California, and those flash flood warnings we've been monitoring throughout the week, not on the map right now for Southern Arizona and Western New Mexico.
Well, just about everything that's going on right now is going on east of the Mississippi River.
halfway up Mississippi, southeastern corner of Arkansas, northeastern corner of Louisiana. You've got some rain, might have some thunderstorm warnings down below that in the southern part of Mississippi. And also down towards New Orleans, it looks like there's some rain, possible flooding going on down there, but we're going to have some very warm temperatures there today. And then up tonight, about halfway across Tennessee, from Alabama on up to Kentucky, you've got an area of rain right just west of Nashville right now, so be advised of that. And then here we go, tropical storm, but soon to be Hurricane Henri, Category 1. Winds are at 70 miles an hour, gusting to 85. It's going to be up there at 75, probably wind gusts up around 90, 95, it looks like. Maybe even a little stronger because it's out there in the warmer water going right straight to Long Island, and it's going to go right straight into New England. No ifs, ands, or buts. Now, I'm going to read this real quick. Dangerous storm surge, inundations expected to begin late Saturday night or Sunday in portions of Long Island, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and southeastern Massachusetts, where a storm surge warning has been issued. Dangerous storm surge is possible beginning late Saturday night or Sunday, western portions of Long Island, as well as Connecticut in the storm surge watch area. Residents in these areas should follow any advice given by local officials. In the meantime, hurricane conditions are expected to begin late Saturday night or Sunday in portions of Long Island and Connecticut, where a hurricane warning has been issued. Hurricane conditions are possible late Saturday night and Sunday across portions of Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts. And I happen to know there's a lot of older structures up there, a lot of older power lines and whatnot. A lot of that's going to come down. They're going to be without power. So get out and get your stuff now, folks. Right, Kyle?
Exactly right. Exactly. This is the first time in 30 years you have this kind of event.
Yep.
So it's big.
Yep. And this isn't going to be a major, major one. If it was, then I'd say head for the hills. But it's going to be interesting, to say the least, if you haven't been in one in a while. So it'll be a first, and everybody will be talking about it. I'm sure there'll be a lot of flooding.
Yes, exactly right.
All right. So that's what's going to happen up there coming up from the south, and again, it's making a beeline. It's headed straight for Long Island, straight into Connecticut, and then it's going to make a hard right turn and go up the coast, right up into Nova Scotia. So, it'll be going up through, Vermont, and let's see, well, yeah, it's going to go up as far as Vermont, and, over into New Hampshire, and right up through Maine, about 50, 60 miles into Maine, all the way up the coast, all the way to Nova Scotia. So there you go. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back, hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Of course, we do a lot of things here in the program, but if you ever want to opine, you can call us at 877-969-8600. In the meantime, we'll be back with more, and we got lots more to talk about. There's plenty of news tonight. No shortage of news. And I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.